que ver. So thanks for coming to our mansion.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
It's
I forget how I used to live. You know what I mean? That's really what it comes. You go to places and you go, like, you guys are doing it right. By the way, can I say?
Yeah.
In all seriousness, this is the right thing to do.
I'm really not for it. I got the clean room. I've listened to too much self-help in my life, and everyone is like, they're in a different era.
Yeah.
Like me and the other roommates.
Well, I guess, how old are the other two people that live here?
I think they're like early 20s.
Yeah,
like
also 20. Probably like 24, 25. Yeah.
You can't, this is, you're in the wrong place. If you want this to be anything other than what it is, you know what I mean? And I mean, look, you can't, we're in a nice podcast studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, truly.
Put the cameras in the other parts of the house. And holy fuck.
It's disturbing. I mean,
if you had kids, they'd be taken.
Yeah.
Child Protective Services would come to and just go, no. Cats would get pulled out of here. This is a place. This is the type of thing where like a hoarder is found 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Teeth broken. They're fucking under a bookshelf. But again, 25 and down. Perfect.
Yeah,
no, it's so crazy how much nobody gives a fuck about this apartment, to the extent that there was a family on the fridge for like a year. Because I lived here the longest of the four of us. And there was a family on the fridge for a year. And eventually we went, hey, whose fucking family is this? And nobody knew. It just, nobody had cleaned out every time someone had moved out.
Yeah.
So there's just like remnants of like other people's lives. This building is like 100 years old.
Mine's the same. I have a 100-year-old building. Well, almost 100. Yeah, 1927. Fuck, almost 100 years.
Yeah, damn, this is like 28, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so the great thing about that is that these places had space. We used to give a fuck. Pre-war, before World War II. People are like, we need space. Yeah. I want to move
coming home
my
after
heart.
I'm a human hour being. Day at a factory. You want to lay out a little bit.
I want to lay out a little bit. Yeah. Now all the places are very tiny, but yes. Yeah, so when I was 20, fucking 226, me and two roommates. Sorry, lived in a 2-bedroom apartment. One of the guys, the living room was on that side of the apartment, so we had it roped off with like a sheet.
Yep.
We actually had a fucking. I had an ensuite bathroom. It was pretty sick. When you're 22, 23,
that's actually kind of wild.
That's pretty big.
It's
that's
a party,
huge.
But it was hell. It was gross. It was disgusting. Women would come in and be like, "What is this?"
What? Yeah, it's the lowest point of their life.
I'm so glad I'm the only woman who lives here, because like the amount of time that I take in the bathroom of like makeup and hair and shit. If it was all women, we would like need a flow chart.
Yeah.
But it's you guys
I think
are
that's why you
out.
Keep the living room like that, just to ward off. For future women. So that any chance I have is immediately broken.
Good luck toughing it out in here, man.
Yeah. That is a real shrine to scare people. It's like hanging up garlic to ward off a vampire. That's what you're doing with the living room.
It's like
any dates that I have.
Well, it's actually like hanging up that apartment to ward off a vampire. You know, and even a vampire would see that, or the living room just go, what the fuck is happening here? But again, I get it. I was our apartment was fucking hell. Their bathroom, the hot water broke, so the faucet wouldn't turn all the way, so it was just leaking constantly. So it was steam all day, every day, and if we closed that bathroom door, the steam would shut it, and then we'd have to like kick it the fuck open.
Oh my god,
we live that way for years.
Oh yeah, we have. This is the fun gem of our apartment. If you want to use the microwave, you have to turn off one of the ACs first. Otherwise, the whole house will fucking shut down. You got to restart it. Because this building's so old that every room has like one outlet. There is one outlet in this room.
Oh wow!
There's so many cables.
We're powering a whole podcast with one.
And it's daisy chained together. Of like, there. It's such a fire hazard.
Yeah. Well, again, kids would get completely ripped out of here.
Yeah.
That's why it's a perfect segue. You're special, down with tech. That's why we're living 30 years in the past before any advances in modern technology.
Yes.
We're like, I don't need Facebook. My fucking microwave and my AC can share and take turns, goddammit. I don't need no fancy fucking...
man. Yeah, down with tech, everybody. It's out now. Fuck these fucking mutants.
Dude, it's so funny. My dad's a computer programmer, and when I was telling him, I was like, yeah, we're about to record this episode. And he was like, what's the hour about? And I was like, it's about fuck you. That's what it's about. Yeah. My dad also, like, it's so funny because he is my dad is so fucking funny, and we were talking about like seeing the eclipse tomorrow, and he goes, have fun looking at the rock. I don't really get it. He's like, I was sure if I was a peasant in Europe 500 years ago, I'd be on my knees, but I don't really. But my dad is a programmer, and is why it's very funny that. But I feel like you're talking about the like millionaire fucking, or you're like across the board.
talking about them all.
He's like, no, we don't discriminate.
There was a point in time. It was all about the Musk and the Sam Altman and the Zuckerberg. But so, first of all, what did your dad say when he asked what's the thing about, and you were like tech down with it? What did he say?
I think he was like interested. I told him what you were saying about, like, you know, now it's run by nerds. It used to be run by jocks. Maybe it was better when it was run by jocks. My dad was like, yeah, the potential to hurt people is so much larger because it's on such an amplified scale.
Totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just beat bullying one kid as opposed to literally millions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. You, whatever. You sound like an old man talking about any of this shit, but, like, you had to be in front of people to be made fun of years ago. Now any single person around any part of the universe can just call you a fucking dented headed cocksucker, and you don't know who they are, where they're from, whatever. But programmers, the engineers, I'm against them all at this point. And I didn't want to go with the top people, but the more I talk about these things and do these things, I meet people after, or I talk to people in tech, none of them know what the fuck they do. And a lot of them seem very dangerous, very like anti-human, don't give a fuck. I'm making $270,000 a year. Fuck you.
The other thing is super lucrative.
Yeah. And
so it's so weird because, like, I think about like, you know, comics complain a lot about, like, oh, you have to post 6 times a week to fucking please the algorithm. And then people who just watch stuff are like, oh, we're inundated with so much shit. And it's like, so nobody wants to operate at this pace. We're only operating at this pace because that is the pace at which they get the best return on, like, profits from advertisers.
Yeah.
Like, we are supplying them with content so that they can advertise on it. Like, it is like,
yeah.
And then, but it's such an outrage machine that it's like in a video game where, like, people fight and a fucking coin comes out and it gets sucked up into Mark Zuckerberg.
Totally.
Like, it is like feeding off of us fighting with each other. Yeah.
Also, like and subscribe, everybody. Donate to the Patreon.
We're fully whores for Zuckerberg and any of the people. We're whores. Every day that you wake up and you're like, I gotta kind of clamp for your whore for him. I do it. You do it. We all do it.
Oh, real slut behavior.
It's fully fucking.
You can't curse. You have to say I forked my wife.
Well,
and it's
I refuse. When I see taxpaying adults, I'm not kidding. Right? SEGGS. I want to just go, buddy. Just cut your internet off. I understand that it's for, like, this mythical ghost thing, but stop.
Mythical ghost.
You pay tax and you're going to write segs. You're going to say segs. People say it
that
now.
They say
me.
That?
Yes.
Yes.
On
if you
stage?
Walk around, like, Times Square, you'll hear like young people talk in things that I'm like, that was the trending audio on TikTok this week. Like,
oh,
it gets into real life.
Like, okay. Fuck a special. We just need to burn it down.
It's a little scary.
It's like militia time.
The fuck. I had a thought. God damn it. Lost it. This one was talking about the algorithm. The guy that made the YouTube algorithm, I can't think of his name right now. He's a German dude. He's horrified by it. And at the time when he made it, he didn't want it to be the way that it is. And once it started to go that way, he went to YouTube and he was like, hey, this is like if you watch one video about, I don't know, Flat Earth. Now your whole life is this, and now you're fucking living in a trailer eating Arby's, right? And he was like, this is not good. And YouTube was just like, yeah, come on. He's now out of there because he was almost the fucking Boeing plane guy. You know what I mean? Who was like
fucking killed for being a whistleblower?
Killed.
Yeah, he was killed, right?
Killed.
He was 100% killed.
Killed. There's no.
He literally told
his
way.
I'm about to get $200 million and finish a thing I worked on for 10 years. I'm gonna take my own life.
Yeah. After he told his family, if anything happens to me, it wasn't me.
Even if
really?
He didn't do that, he did do that. He did do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. A week before, he was like, if anything happens to me, I didn't do it. And then he's shot in the head in the fucking Holiday Inn parking lot. The lawyers of that. He did a deposition that day, and he was going to drive home that night. And they were like, stick around. We'll talk a little bit tomorrow. Bang, dad, gone. And now we're all flying on fucking things put together with stuff left laying in this apartment. And we're going to fall out of the fucking sky and be eaten by the ground. Because a guy was like, hey, these are fucking falling apart. And they're just like, but we like money.
Yeah.
Same as the algorithm dude. He wasn't threatened or anything like that. But basically, he was like, hey, this is bad. They went, come on, buddy. Don't talk to us about that. I'm getting blown. I'm eating lobster. And now we're all fucking mentally disturbed.
And every 15-year-old is a Nazi.
Yes. We're mutated. There's people that don't believe space is real. They don't think it's like a thing. You look up and they think it's like a screen shot back at us from RFK or something. I don't even know. It's not real. So, but this is cool. This is a great world. You know, this is fun.
Yeah.
So I really, so I apologize. Not your dad specifically, but top down mutants, because none of these people fucking care. And a lot of them, again, doing this stuff and tech people will talk to me afterwards and they're like, look, man, what you're saying is right. And I go, well, why do you work there? And they're like, what do you want to do? And you go, stop. If comedy, which I guess it has the power to, but if every time people did stand-up comedy, people died or whatever,
I'd be like, oh, I'm going to quit.
But then again, I just realized that I don't make $207,000 a year, so maybe if I did, no, I wouldn't. How do you, but I think some people compartmentalize and they're like, well, I don't do that. I do this. I make sure that DoorDash is faster. And you're like, but does it need to be faster?
Yeah.
We did it. We nailed it.
Yeah.
It's such a endless progress, endless growth, endless, like, what if it's just really good? And we can vibe.
We can just chill.
We can't do that. We just kind of vibe with what we did.
That's why
I'm
like a big fan of my Amish back to 2007. You get the first iPhone, that's it. First version of Facebook,
that's
never goes further than that.
Religion we should start.
100%.
Yeah.
You get like a very shitty GPS on your phone, and that's it.
It was great.
That was the heyday. I think that was as good as it was.
And YouTube was fun because people hadn't learned how to do like thumbnails and like clickbaity shit.
Yeah.
It would just be a video that was called like egg. And you'd watch it, and it'd be a guy like sitting on an egg, and it's the funniest shit you've ever seen in your life. And it gets 100 million views, and then he's on like the Tonight Show, being like, "I've always liked eggs," or whatever. Like it was like a cultural moment.
That's what you gotta do.
It wasn't just like a trough of shit.
Do you remember when people used to go on the news for getting a million views? I know about four people who, at the time, like 2010, 11, they were on the news. Because they got a million views. People were like, how'd you do it?
Yeah.
And they were like, I don't know. I just have this great Arnold impression. And now I'm selling out an arena in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And people were shocked. Like, the day stopped. Right. Now, if you don't get a million views, you're a loser, piece of shit, ugly dork that should kill yourself. You know what I mean? And you did. And you
get on the news why does everyone fucking hate you?
Why does everybody hate you?
998,000
views. Good call, pal. There's fucking 8-year-olds with more than that. So why did you even try?
That is crazy that now, like, if you're in middle school and you're the popular kid, you probably have like a million followers.
Yeah, if I was in school, I would not go to school. Well, first of all, if I was in school in America, I'm never going anyway. Get out! But if I was in school and I had any kind of followers, I'm definitely out. So you listen. But teachers probably have followers. They have OnlyFans. Teachers have tits. I mean, they also have followers. Everybody has followers. Close every school. Just have everybody learn how to make thumbnails.
Yeah.
Be as fuck. Smile. Get your teeth in there. And just do this, man. Because there's nothing else. Stop.
Dude, we got Facebook was, I had a Facebook in fourth grade. And there was a little bit, and like Google Buzz was happening. Like there was some like.
MySpace? Were you on MySpace?
I wasn't on MySpace. I was MySpace. Big Tumblr. Yeah. Tumblr was a bit, I mean,
the
that's not shocking.
Tumblr. Yeah.
But like, there was still a, like, you're in school and then you go home and then you have like a second social life with the same people on the internet.
Yeah.
There was that, but there wasn't this like social media in the way of having like a public presence.
Yeah.
Like a public profile.
It wasn't
you
good
know?
Enough to be like that addictive, I feel like.
Yeah. There wasn't Reels. There wasn't TikTok. Like Vine was happening, but it was like
nobody gave a shit really.
Yeah. So like kids like a micro generation below us.
Yeah.
Like that are in school now. That's like
they're doing
fucking bonkers to me. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, and I don't know, but I'd say in a couple of years we're gonna be talking to slop out there, full slop. People are gonna be like slop in pants.
Do you think
honking, beeping noises, guttural sounds? Seriously, I mean, how can we continue on? Are we going to get? The tech people will have you believe, no, now you have time to read. Or like, now you have time to think for yourself. And like, doesn't it suck to have to open your own doors? Never again. And we're going to become a smarter race of people who just floats through the earth being peaceful and, you know, getting sucked or whatever. But no, I feel like we're completely causing giant flashes to people's face this close to their head with as jump cutty things as possible. We're melting brains, and I mean, it's gonna be honking. out there soon. Soon we're not going to be able to do stand-up comedy because the crowd is going to be ooze.
Yeah. I've already done crowds that seem like that, I feel like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You think there's something to, like, it's like a... It's like a new industry that's changing so fast. Like, I was listening to this podcast. You know the Stuff You Should Know podcast?
Yeah.
I mean, I get this is incestuous to quote a podcast on a podcast, but they were talking about, like, the beginning of, like, mass scale industrialized, like, food production in the U.S. Like Upton Sinclair, The Jungle kind of thing. And it was just rotten milk and worms in the water and, like, moldy beef that would get grounded back up. And like, it was just, like, there were no regulations.
Yeah.
Because they were like, what do you mean? It's just food. Just make food. Yeah. And then they were like, oh, this is, like, killing people. Like, hundreds of thousands of people. And then they got, like, the massive, like, reforms. But I'm like, what? I don't. Maybe there's some, like, breaking up monopolies or having some, like having legal parameters for, like, algorithms that don't fucking radicalize you that extreme. But I don't even know how you would do that. Like, are people talking about that?
The tech CEOs were just in front of, I don't know if it's Supreme Court or something, but
yeah,
talking
for the
about
TikTok ban thing.
That and also just social media in general. They're like, this is not good. We don't believe. And the tech people are like, well, it's just a tool, these little dork fucking... Mm-hmm. Losers.
If somebody only gets in front of the government because they were like, it's Chinese. And it's like,
that
that's not
true.
The
yeah.
problem. With
yeah,
it.
We need
that's
Americans ruining young kids' brains.
Yeah.
One both, of our own in charge.
Both things are pretty, both things are pretty not great, you know?
You think it's concerning?
Yes.
What's the, I actually don't know much about that argument.
The that apparently the Chinese government just gets all of our, you can't, one wild thought about it, which I don't even know how wild it would be. You can't beat America head on, right? America's got a bunch of shit. Even though China's not fucking around. They got, their army's not fucking around. But you can't, America's just so like, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. We'll kill you, whatever. But if you melt America from the inside, you can just walk over here one day and start just pushing people. Nobody's even going to care. People will, if this is, again, this is one of the thoughts that could happen. TikTok is being used to melt the American brain, right? farther than it already has gone, which we lived through years of Jerry Springer. People were watching sisters beat their fucking dads.
I don't know if America is melting the brain.
Daytime! So you melt it to a degree where people, again, are just like slop covered in butter, and then you you bring tanks in, and people just go, record it as you're running them down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which doesn't seem... doesn't seem crazy when you think that, like, again, the Boeing guy executed. Where are we now? Nobody even talking about that. That's like 2 weeks ago, dude. It was man.
Truly
that's
insane.
Crazy when
it's
shit
dead.
Like, yeah, it's crazy when shit like that happens and everyone's like, this is what happened, right? And we're like, yeah. What are you going to do about it? I don't know what you're talking about. Like, it's just fucking gone, even though everyone knows. And then, when the news cycle is that fast, it's like, you fucking can't, nothing sticks.
Yeah.
There's no way to, like, react to anything because at the time it moves at a different time scale than, like, the human body.
Yeah, and it all just becomes jokes. We just, like, laugh about it for a second and then move on. Nothing gets taken seriously, even though planes are real. You can touch them. You can sit in them. And we all have to do that. You know what I mean? Pilots aren't getting enough to do this. Flight attendants aren't getting paid enough to do this. We're paying probably too much to do it. And the doors could blow off and you could be sucked into the sky. And the best they'll probably do is give your fucking family some points.
Yeah.
And
truly,
people
yeah.
will go, great, I'll go to Florida this summer.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
And we just laugh it off. Did you see the videos of the plane with the door off?
I've never actually watched them because I don't think I could ever get on a plane again.
Buddy, these people don't even care. Nobody's screaming. Nobody's moving.
Really?
People are just recording it. Yep. Dude. I'm sure when it happened, people were like, what the fuck? But then you just see people pretty calmly.
They're like,
just
oh, it's
be
a nice
like,
breeze.
Nah, right. I'm going to miss my connecting flight, I guess. So they're just sitting there It's weird. We don't care about anything. And this is again, when they go back to the whole, and I'm not saying this is the thing, but this is one of the thoughts of the, first of all, China's taking all information. This is one of the thoughts. But two, you melt our brains enough, literally, we're just covered in sauce. And you come over here and you just take it. How are you going to, what are you going to do? This is when you walk around out there, I'm not trying to be crazy. When you walk around out there, right, do you feel this is like a tight ship? When you walk through America,
oh,
do you think this is like anybody has a hand on anything?
No.
Is there anybody controlling anything? It seems pretty loose. A lot of Crocs, a lot of loose-fitting shirts. Nobody is really, who's in charge of any of it anywhere? And don't, if somebody, hears that and is like, Trump, Trump. No! Loose across all boards. I saw a thing the other day. I saw a thing. We're basically being... It seems like everybody in charge of everything is like a somebody on the beach. That everywhere you go into,
I mean, that's
the manager you talk to, they're like, is anybody? And they go, yeah, that's that guy. And it's like a 12-year-old on their phone, sauce. And you go, this is the person running this. How can we feel safe anywhere? Anyways, I saw a thing on the news of the day. I apologize, please.
This rocks so hard.
No, it does not.
This rocks so hard.
I saw a thing in the news, and I wish I fucking had like taken a picture of it so I could go, whatever. Something, either the whole U.S. military or parts of the U.S. military are going to start using AI for their, military operations, right? And they're going to hire an AI chief to watch the AI. Now, I ask you again, who's the AI chief? He's going to be a guy in Crocs, who sits in front of a screen watching fucking videos, right? Eating fries. And they're like, hey, chief, what's going on? He looks up and he goes, huh, and back to the phone. That's the guy. But because that's what's going on out there. Loose fucking ship, dude. And if you say anything about that, people are like, well, let people be people. Well, fine. Then we'll be eaten by either the generation coming up who doesn't give a fuck about dick or other countries who want this place to be destroyed. Great. We'll be eaten from two sides. It's going to be fun. In Crocs. You're going to be eaten by somebody wearing Crocs.
It's the best presidential speech I've heard in a long time.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I've obviously taken it to a fucking. But when I saw the AI chief thing, I was just like,
that's
oh,
kind of
man.
Been happening, though. That's like, they've always. There's nerds running drones. They've been killing. They've been playing Call of Duty with real consequences.
Yeah, whenever a nerd invents something that's cool, that it's like, this could cure cancer, they're like, or we could use it to kill people.
Well, it's like the movie Avatar, where they can travel through interstellar space, but they're telling the veteran, they're like, if you do this, you get your legs back. So it's like, they've managed interstellar space. They don't have universal healthcare in this world. So it's like, if the society is sick, any new technology we use to promote that sickness.
Yeah, you're amplifying what's already happening. You're not changing
the
structure.
That's why we have all this cool technology. And they're like, what if we just brought back feudalism and just basically make wage slavery where everyone delivers food to each other for $3 an hour?
Yeah.
And then we'll cut that out. And then it'll just be drones delivering the food.
Yeah.
And then we'll give everybody UBI and you just sit home and want to be a party. You put your feet in Doritos and you just buy things from Amazon. It's going to be great. UBI is such a horrifying thing, and the drone stuff, yes, they have people running the, like, tech nerds or whoever the fuck running drones, but AI running it will be a completely different thing. It's literally the fucking premise of Terminator. It's, like, actually the premise of Terminator.
It's crazy how fast AI got into our lives, too. Like, I was at the doctor the other day, and they were like, by the way, do we have your consent to run this AI program that's going to listen to this conversation and dictate instead of me having to, like, write down what's happening?
No! Oh, God.
It's got to be a HIPAA violation to sell my fucking doctor's visit for ad revenue. Like, there's no way that's not getting farmed.
Oh, totally.
That part, and also the part that somebody's like, I don't want to write something down. AI, I don't know how much you've like looked into things, but it's like, I go back and forth between everything's the worst and also like, let's just have fun while we're here. You know how many times I've talked to my girlfriend and I go, look, AI is going to eat us. So what's this monogamous thing we're still doing? I don't understand. And I go, I'm not even fucking around. We might have like 5 months left. So suck them. I can't, I'm an adult man. I don't care. I don't even give a fuck. Especially if we're going to be eaten. We're going to be eaten, both of us, and just being like, what do you want to watch next? Fuck somebody. Like, we're going to die. That's one part I go to because it's all hell.
It has changed my thought on kids a little bit.
Me
too. I've been a little bit like, damn, maybe this is time to just kind of party.
Yes.
Because then I don't have a lot to stress about.
That there was always sort of a
quality. No. Yeah, I apologize. Yes, but no. When people say this is the thing that people say to me, right? They're like, what were you going to say about the 60s?
The world almost ended a nuclear war. You could be like, I don't know.
Who controlled that?
Huh?
Who controlled that?
The U.S. and the USSR.
But who controlled those places at the time?
Yeah, what do you mean?
People.
Yeah.
So if somebody was like, I could nuke another country.
Yeah.
But then they got to go, do I want to eviscerate my own life?
Yeah.
It's the people were still in control of that, right?
Right.
So people talk about nuclear war. People talk about rock and roll. They were like, it's going to end the world. People are still at the helm of all this stuff. But when you go, AI is scary. And people go, yeah, we've read it. But AI is its own thought process. AI will be the thing that decides whether or not we fucking be here or not. And AI is not going to...
I mean, AI is probably more human than a lot of leaders we have in charge right now.
Currently, yes. But yeah. Eventually it will be, yes, yeah, so human that it will... know what it is, same as Terminator, dude.
But there's the thing of like early pre like Dolly and ChatGPT, like a few years ago, there was like some AI thing. They made a Twitter account, but they were training it on Twitter data, and it turned into like a racist, fucking, insane, sexual Nazi in like 2 seconds because it was being trained on the internet. So like, dude, the book that we swapped, fucking
Dark Age,
the new Dark Age. We're talking about like the data that you train it on is that it's not being trained. Like we've mapped so much of the world that it can feel like the data we have is just a copy of the world, but it's not. It still is selective what has been documented, what's been recorded. So the data you're training it on isn't necessarily like a good sample size of human nature. It's so influenced by the people doing that training. Like shit, we're like automatic like soap dispensers and shit. It was a huge issue where it was only recognizing white hands because it was like, yeah, a lot of the programmers were white and it was just a blind spot where people were like, oh, I didn't think to code for that. But then it's like, how many other fucking blind spots are like that when you get to something like AI is deciding if they're going to drop a bomb? Like, yeah. Who knows what fucking blind spots have been not put into that? You know what I mean?
I do. And they
yeah, what if it's accidentally on white people? Is that the thing? I mean, it's like I guess I'm not as scared of a supercomputer because I'm like, well, these people are in charge and they're serpent lizards.
You're like, it's these already bad.
Killed, a million people in Iraq for no reason. These people have overthrown and murdered people throughout Latin America so they could keep a banana company. It's like, I don't get. It's like, if the overlord's a robot, so be it. I think that's better than what that is closer to a human being probably than everyone on Epstein's island.
Damn.
They're already like, that's not a fucking human being. Those people don't care about you.
Who? The Epstein Island people?
Not even the Epstein, but I'm just saying like the 95 billionaires that control the world, you know? Which that's not even like conspiracy. It's like, you can't have that much concentrated wealth in the hands of people. And that's the problem. And I do get annoyed. Like, there's this documentary on Netflix about 4chan. It's like, 4chan's this evil thing that created all these problems. I'm like, or is it a horrible society where everyone's alienated and alone and wages haven't went up in 50 years? Maybe that's why people are pissed off. Like, yeah, they're just trying to pawn it on some other thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, TikTok, I get it's run by the Chinese. It's also where a lot of people get, like, news about Palestine and stuff like that. And I do think the timing of wanting to ban that right now is a little interesting.
Interesting.
So it's
you
like,
think they want to ban TikTok because of Palestine?
There were people in the government being like, oh, TikTok's pro-Palestine. It was like, no, Gen Z's just pro-Palestine.
Yeah, but they've talked about banning TikTok for like 2 years now.
But that's a real contention is because a lot of...
It is radical.
A lot of the news of coming out of Palestine and stuff, like a lot of like that stuff they have access to is like people they're filming it and putting on TikTok. So, and it's like they're losing public opinion on that pretty quickly. So I can see... I think that would be a huge plus for them.
Yeah. It's a what was I just about to say? You were just saying before that about I lost it. Sorry, that was so weird. I just got like a picture of Mark Zuckerberg behind my eyelids and it said stop, and I kind of forgot what I was gonna say. But I disagree with both of you. I think it's great. I don't know what's happened to me.
No, I mean, it's a nightmare. I do feel like it's almost like there's this one movie where like everyone can get into like an AI suit, but then there's a cult of people that like opt out of it. I feel like that's going to happen where I feel like people are going to go into the Wally world, or there's going to be like a new Amish contingent.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, I opt out and I live in the woods or something.
Yeah, but then it's hard because then it's like there's shit that like... You're really not incentivized to do that.
You're not even like, not having a smartphone. You're like kind of fucked.
Dude, I'd love to be off social.
Like, if I get like, what if I just have a fucking flip phone and I have like an old deactivated iPhone? I just post clips on there. But I'm like, even if you go to a restaurant,
living in the woods, still thinking about clips.
But I gotta get Patreon though.
There literally are those fucking people though who are like, I live off the grid, and I'm like, but you're an influencer about
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
you're using a solar panel to charge your phone to film yourself.
Yeah.
How is that better? You're on the worst grid possible.
It's better than having a normal job, I would say.
Yeah, probably.
Anyone who's like, yeah, that's the, it's like, yeah, but have you been demeaned for like $10 an hour?
You gotta respect influencers for just fucking cheating the system
a little, yeah,
and
like
making
fraud.
A lot of money doing jack shit.
Dude,
anxiety.
I,
like, already.
For it's the heist. It's the greatest heist I've ever seen in my life.
They weren't. It's just nobody. People would have been doing that for years, but nobody had the option.
That's true. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like people are just like, I was an idiot and I couldn't turn it. I couldn't turn my McDonald's job into a fucking. It's like there was no.
There was like no route.
It was impossible.
This happened 10 years ago.
Yeah, when people make there's people out there making millions of dollars playing video games, and it's like. That didn't exist at one point in time. And I really do kind of believe that those people owe everybody else who kept the industry going money. I played for nothing. I played video games for zero. I didn't go to school. I was kicked out of school, blah, blah, blah. I kept the industry going so an 8-year-old could drive a Ferrari. So I'd like just a coffee every once in a while. If you could just send some people some fucking Dunkin' Donuts gift cards.
Dude, speaking of Ferraris, are you a big Mr. Beast fan? Because that's kind of the height of what we're...
I feel Mr. Beast is an algorithm who's talking to an algorithm.
100%. I wrote for some of his videos.
How?
I had a friend who was doing that. But it was kind of a basically like a no-show mafia job level thing where he just was like, you're supposed to work for 3 hours, but you can just work for an hour and just write dumb things for the video.
So
and
sick.
It was in the middle of COVID, so I would just kind of be close to blackout.
How did that happen?
What do you mean?
How did that come about?
Because I'm from North Carolina originally. He's from North Carolina, so a lot of people who did comedy in North Carolina ended up sort of working for him.
Wow,
pretty wild.
It is.
But it's a great point about like when the algorithm starts dictating how you're behaving. It's like, so you've actually carved out your inside, like you're hollow and you're doing, like it's changed who you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're living your life to perform for this thing.
I've met fucking comics like that where I'm like, oh, I don't even know if you're a person anymore.
Yeah.
Every sentence you say, like, that could be a great video. That could be a great. And it's like, you're just trying to like, and it's like chasing the dragon sort of, but it's the algorithm and you're trying to get that hit.
And it's like to make a billionaire money. You actually don't get that much. It is, you're coming up with ideas to give to their website for free. Like, that is what you're doing.
Yeah, we're all content creators for their friend. Yeah, for
yeah like, I feel like people forget that it's like...
Well, because you think it's for you, because it's like, the comics are people, influencers who blow up on the internet, and then they get whatever fame and money. You think like, oh, no, I won, but it's like, you're getting a tiny fraction of the money generated by... You got to unionize the internet.
Yeah, dude. God, an influencers union?
You should start an influencer union, and as soon as they're all in one place, nuke that building. I think that's...
A second ago, we were praising influencers. Now they're nuked? Why'd you ask about Mr. Beast?
You said because he's an 8-year-old driving a Ferrari, just reminded me of that. Because also, a lot of people who watch his videos are kids. So it's like... You're also like performing for children. Like it's just
What would we say? I don't have anything against Mr. Beast specifically, but again, I do feel he is the algorithm, and I feel he's good at the algorithm because he's the algorithm, and he learned the algorithm because he was born an algorithm. Does that make any sense? What would we say Mr. Beast is? A human with what?
Autism.
What would we say? Now, what would we... Who probably... Again, YouTube guy, and I could go back and look at this, but who's the type of person that probably made the algorithm? Somebody with...
Autism.
So when those two things come together, how do they not know each other and be able to... and be able to express themselves? Cause, so I don't... When somebody's like, he's got 100 million... Yeah, dude, he's talking to his dad. I don't in any way look at this as like, so I don't have anything against him, but I also go.
It's a family reunion.
Yeah.
Who thrives on there.
Yes.
Dude, you know what's so funny? Whenever it's like new technology or tools, I was talking to my dad about this, and because there's a real theory that like neurodivergence and a lot of like autism, for example, was evolutionarily beneficial when we weren't such an atomized society, when we were more like interreliant on each other. Because my dad was like, that makes sense because like, who do you think invented fire? It wasn't the people talking to each other and fucking all the time. Yeah. It was the one dude in the corner rubbing sticks together for 9 hours until it was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Fire.
Totally.
Like, that does something, but now fire is the internet.
It's funny to me that, like, everybody's group always says a thing like, no matter what it is, right? If I was gay, it'd be like, well, you know all the Disney characters are gay. If I was autistic, you know they're all autistic. Like there's always a thing to be like, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know the guy that invented fire had red hair, right? Like you know that, right? We have no fucking idea. But I mean the
it's a fun theory though, and it makes sense.
It's a fun theory. It makes sense.
And I'm saying it maps onto today with what you're saying. The people who are going to be successful at this are the people who want to sit alone in a room and follow rules. That's what being good at the internet is.
In a way, yeah. In that way, and being the yes, in being that way, yeah. But I don't even know if they are following rules, but I guess they're. You know, if they look at them like rules, they just look at it as like, yes, my father's speaking to me, and this is how they would like me to speak back. You know what I mean?
Zuckerberg is your father?
Yeah, well, I think we could easily say that this man has a little bit.
A little tism?
Yeah, I think.
A little dash? Mm-hmm. A little more than a dash? Mm-hmm. A little more than like.
Elon Musk? Oh, God. Sam Altman? The people that run the things?
How funny is it that one guy, he got 25 years?
What guy?
The crypto scam guy.
Sam Bankman-Fried?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
I don't know. I'm saying that's hilarious because he's like probably one of the first people that any sort of consequences come
from. Wait, I don't know this at all.
It's like crypto, a gigantic crypto scam.
He started the crypto stock market basically, and he got a whole bunch. He lost billions of dollars, and everybody believed in him because there's a whole documentary about him and stuff. But they were like, well, he's unconventional. He wears a hoodie. All these fucking mutants.
They were
with
a bunch
hoodies.
Of polyamorous nerds.
He had.
Yeah, it's always, you're wearing a hoodie. You're in a beanbag, and they're like, "Hey, in this office, you can get your dick sucked every day."
He sat like this in a chair, and they were like, "Wow, I've never seen it before." He's violently rocking back and forth, being like, "Give me all of your money," and they're like, "Well, he's got to know what he's doing. I mean, look what he's done over here. Yeah, because he's talking to himself. He is talking to the thing that is him." Wore Crocs all the time, bought Xboxes, sucked some fucking weirdos, and now he's in jail. I don't know if it's jail, but I think maybe we're getting to the point where like some of these social media people and the tech people need to be charged with some sort of like crimes against humanity.
You're like, I don't think jail goes far enough. He's
I'm
like,
serious.
We need to bring back the Hague. No, I agree with you. No.
Some of these people have a fully melted society.
Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg should go to the Hague. That's the title name of this podcast.
Stand up well, that sounds very
squad.
Interesting.
Everyone's too busy scrolling to shoot him on the firing squad.
Maybe that's why they're not scared of AI, because he's like, well, it's exactly like me. I talk exactly like that.
No, yes. It's truly like a guy with no friends, and he's like, I'll just make it where everyone's a robot, and then I'll have all the friends in the world.
That was
yep. 7 billion friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why it scares me, because there's a lack of human thing there. It's like, yeah, but this can go faster, so I have to do it. And it's like, but if you do this, you'll destroy this. And they're like, but it'll go faster. And you go.
Yeah.
Cool. Sweet algorithm. Yeah. Great, great, great. We're already run by four algorithms that made an algorithm, and now it's five algorithms.
Yeah,
and now
literally.
We're fucked. I'd like to get off. I'm not. Well, I guess I have not gone. I don't have any smart things in my house. I'll never talk to AI.
That shit is things in my
scary.
House talking to each other.
Alexa, not.
I don't have my phone. Listen for Hey Siri. I fuck off
I don't,
with
that. I
don't do that. Would like to be alone in my little cube.
Yeah.
Yeah. That fucking scares
you missed,
me.
You didn't get a lot of cube time.
Cube time?
Yeah, in your life.
And like alone in a room?
No, yeah. Like with like, I mean, before the internet and like shit and social media really took off, you didn't mm-hmm. have a lot of that time.
Because I had the internet?
Yeah, because you were born directly into the
yeah.
stuff. That sucks.
Yeah, kind of wild.
You didn't wander around outside a little bit?
We played in the woods a lot. We had that. But I think if I had addictive TikTok, Instagram, it would have been a completely different. Our sure. internet was so different.
Yeah.
But it still was like coming home and yeah, it's not good for you. Because you'd also find like, I would like, you'd... Like, I had friends struggling with, like, eating disorders and depression and myself, too, like, anxiety. And then you would find like-minded people that were also, like, 15 that were like, yeah, this sucks. And the same way you get radicalized, you just learn to, like, wallow in it because you all encourage each other to be like, yeah, life's awful, you're ugly, shit sucks. Like, you find your people, but they're also mentally ill. And it's yeah. like, you shouldn't be connected to that when you're a kid. You should be, like, guided in the right direction. So cube time would have been good. Cube time would have maybe...
I wish I had more... I mean, I don't want to say I wish I was older, but I do think... I see, like, elderly people now, and I'm like, you had it the best. You lived the best. You had the most cube. Imagine the 50s. All cube.
But
yeah,
I will say...
if you were slightly weird at all, they cut off part of your head and threw you in a cube forever.
The ultimate cube
no
time.
Yeah, that's the reason there's five comedians. Anyone who would have been a comedian, they're like, just throw them in that cage.
I would have had hysterical woman disease.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, there is also like a little bit of like a... There's a lot of shit
the fact that that was a real treatment where a housewife would go, hey, I'm just a pussy with a vacuum cleaner and I'm bored. And they'd go, I know, let's stick an ice pick up your nose and bang it around until part
of your brain
is gone.
What the hell are we talking about?
Lobotomies. That was a
they would
real
like
thing.
Lobotomize
and
housewives.
They would, and they would put an ice pick up your nose and play around.
All of them? This is what they did to all of them?
One of the things. It was like
that was like a treatment.
Where did you learn this?
It's a documentary, bro. You can really
Where?
I saw it in school. Actually, they were talking about
they showed you this in school.
Yeah. Back in high school.
I do feel like that's when I learned about it too.
No, lobotomies are they were not I mean it was for if you were
so
anxious.
Where are these people now? Wouldn't they still be out
there? I think they like died in mental institutions.
Yeah. So who lived on though? Who didn't get lobotomized?
It wasn't everybody, but it was saying like this is like this was if you had mental
who
health.
Showed, what kind of teacher showed you this? Who was this person? What were they like?
This is a real thing.
This is don't you
mentally ill people
me.
In the 50s. Yeah. Like okay, wait, the way insane asylums
okay,
were
yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you
first
got
all,
like committed
we
to a
went
place
from housewives to mentally insane people.
No, but
we started at housewives.
But back then, if a housewife was being upset and they causing too many problems to the point where they were like, oh, we need to go get help. That's where they were. I mean, fucking JFK's sister.
Yeah, she was lobotomized.
Yeah.
Lobotomized.
Was she crazy?
That's not how you treat crazy.
That's not a cure for being crazy.
There is no cure. We gave it a shot.
It's not...
There is no cure.
Look, I know in Canada you fucking give them a little syrup and you send them down a sled and they get better.
Yes.
But here they fucking
crazy
chop part of your brain off.
It's rabbits and Zoloft.
Yeah, but okay,
baby.
We're
it's
in
the only reason this podcast exists.
But
is
we could go back. I'm
crazy,
not even
brother.
Defending this. I'm not even defending this. But I'm saying if we go back to whatever, if we go, hey, it would have been cool in the 1400s. So like 1400s are putting leeches in people's eyes. We can do this forever. What and the I don't know what the fuck this story is. I don't know why it was shown to you at any point in time to be like, look out for being lobotomized.
Well, I'm saying,
be on
I'm
guard,
saying
kids.
Life was pretty shitty for a good
for the mentally disturbed. I don't know when has it been good.
We're doing pretty good
for the mentally disturbed.
But everyone was considered like it's like if you just slightly
this
went
is whoever
the norm.
This teacher was should be beaten up seriously. Guys, every day of the 50s was hell. People were there's
I mean for most
of
America.
People. Most of America.
I would say a lot of America unless you were yeah like then, if you were a white dude or in a white couple
this is
then it's
in
fine.
Fucking saying I don't even okay, now I whatever I don't even want to I don't even want to defend this
no please
no I
no,
can't.
No no yeah the 50s
every day of the
time. 50s
was the worst for everybody
no
60,
for
70s,
a lot
80s,
of people
90s, the only good time to be alive is currently
for a lot more people
sure yeah. It's the only good day to be alive currently right now this
not,
day
I'm,
yesterday was awful
I mean for
yesterday
quite literally
sucked.
A lot of people yeah
it's bad for a lot of people. Always.
I know, but especially in this country, though.
Like with the lobotomizing.
Not even like, if you couldn't even, not everyone could sit at a fucking lunch counter. I'd be like, oh, that was the heyday. You know?
Yeah.
If you're gay, you should just kill yourself.
This is, okay, again, how did we go from lobotomy to here?
These are all
I think
bad
he's
things.
Saying that going back to the 50s is, like, maybe not worth the trade-off of technology.
I wasn't saying go back to the 50s in terms of we should all go back to the 50s. What I'm saying is to live in a time when you could have your own thoughts, even if they were, get the fuck off my lunch counter, at least you weren't, not at least, but I mean, it's a different fucking, it's a different fucking
that's
thing.
That's so wild.
It's a different
that's so wild
fucking
to be like, hey,
thing.
To be like,
at least.
the my only.
That's exactly.
I know.
Wait, maybe I'm being radicalized. Maybe the internet's good because cube time. People came out of cube time and were like, racist.
Don't do it. I know you're gonna. People in the 50s also hated racism. Not everybody wants. How did we fucking get here? The only thing I was trying to say is that a time before full-on social media.
Oh, it was good, yeah.
That was it. And all I was really saying is you had less time of that, which sucks. And when I see older people sometimes, I go, fuck, man, you had your brain the whole time. You were able to
think
the whole time.
Dude, I was talking to my dad about because my brother was really into solving Rubik's Cubes. And my dad was like, oh, I never could figure out how to do those when I was a kid. And I was like, well, you didn't look it up? And he was like, look it up what?
Yeah,
he was like, I went
to
the library. They didn't have a book on it. I couldn't solve it.
They lobotomized me. They threw me in a pit. I was stacked on top of John F. Kennedy's sister. And we just had to shit on each other because we were mentally disturbed. It was an awful time to be alive.
Give it a Google, buddy. It was a real thing.
I'm sure
but
they
I'm like,
did.
That is crazy to have like a thing that you just couldn't do. I'm like, I don't know what.
But it was awesome.
A thing that you just couldn't know.
But it
know.
Was awesome. There was parts of it that,
that
were
like,
awesome.
Is cool. Yeah, that is awesome. Cool. I'm saying, like, I would love to have that, like, longing. But also, like, there's shit that, like, I don't know. There's a little bit of good to, like, ideas that I think I was probably exposed to as a kid that I wouldn't have been without the internet. Like, for all the, like, bad, there's also, like, you know, I'm trying to think of one example and failing, so maybe there's not.
Tits are cool. They're all there.
That rocks.
Yep.
But, like, do you know what I mean? But, like, I don't know, Wikipedia. Like, having Wikipedia is fucking
great.
Crazy. Where that's where I'm like, well, there's a difference, I think, between the internet and, like, social media. Because the internet doesn't have to be bad,
If we've just gotten Wikipedia,
that's what we've done. If we reform the internet and it's
truly,
literally just Wikipedia.
Truly, it's only Wikipedia.
That would be kind of the best thing ever.
That would be perfect. Yeah. It's a big book in the sky.
Big book in the sky, huge. Yeah.
Well, that was, I think, the what's that guy? The guy that made it, the whole deal was like basically encyclopedias. We have all the information.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have the internet. I feel that's where we've gotten here. I've not said that. My deal is AI will eat us, and I wish we'd stop, but we won't. And I do think personally now, today, the internet has done more harm than good. The negatives do outweigh the positives.
Yeah, I can see that.
But again, I control zero. I can't shut anything off.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking talk about stuff. Tits, though, they're there. All of them. Everybody.
Everyone's tits ever.
Cataloged.
I've never used Wikipedia. Is that insane?
What?
Why, that is really
You've
wild,
never
dude.
Googled something and it's taken you to a Wikipedia article?
It's like usually in the top four links.
I mean, I guess.
You're blowing my mind. Like a That's why you don't know about lobotomies in the 50s. You're like, by the way, I've never read the biggest source of
lobotomies in the 50s. I don't know was as big a deal as this documentary is making it out to be. Because this documentary seems to be making it seem like literally every person in the 50s that was like, it's raining. No, it's not. And they're just fucking ice picked to the brain.
wait, but you've never used Wikipedia?
I mean, I guess I have Googled things, but I'm saying I haven't gone to Wikipedia and like talked to it.
Oh my God, I have the Wikipedia app on my phone and I'll click give me a random article. And you just read that and you just learn about like a Polish soccer player. You just learn like crazy shit. When I get locked out of Instagram, I go on Wikipedia and I like read random articles to like, it's so cool. It like kind of rocks. And then also it's so funny sometimes because like it on like the more obscure articles, people are editing it, but you can tell that people are like sassy about it. And if it's not a big page, nobody's like monitoring it.
Yeah.
So it's like, there'll be like flowery writing that's like there was something about like Abraham Lincoln's house or something, and it was like people with a romantic inclination and no evidence to back it up have sometimes suggested. And it's like, oh, so you're like pissed, and this is your whole thing is like Abraham Lincoln lore. Like it's fascinating to like see the editors like squabble with each other,
fight with each other.
It's so funny to me.
Yeah, because can't anybody write on that?
Yeah, but they actually are pretty good. I think they've actually like done studies that like it's pretty self-regulating in the sense that like if someone edits it. It'll set like someone's there to check it, and like for the most part, it's a pretty reliable source.
Well, I will read about the lobotomies.
That'll be the next step.
Yeah, he returns.
Jerry Lee Lewis was lobotomized.
Who's that again?
Wikipedia. Yeah.
Is there a thing that you would like to see happen specifically in AI where you're like, God, if you guys would just do X, Y, and Z? We could fucking chill.
Shut it off forever, never use it again.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's
But sans that's not going to happen. And the other thing that should happen is not going to happen, where all of the countries, governments, everybody has to like a disaster movie, they have to get together and be like, we should stop this right now so we can like figure it out before it gets too big. But nobody's going to do that because everybody wants to make money. And if you stop, the other person won't stop. Everybody's scared of that. It's really like, did you see Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah.
But with
the chain reaction that's unleashed and now the technology is there. So everyone has to. Are you worried about it becoming actually sentient? Or yes. Are you just like, if it's. Because I feel like also, even if it didn't become sentient, like, it's so. Like, this is a not the phrasing, but like self-operable. Mm-hmm. That even if it wasn't like aware, it's like kind of the same result regardless.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what you were saying earlier that like it went on Twitter and then became a racist fucking monster. Mm-hmm. You could do this with like, you know, every once in a while at they'll show like a 4-year-old at a rally say like fuck Joe Biden or whatever, right? Because somebody told him this was funny and blah blah blah, blah. AI currently is like a kid in that way, and
it's
one day it will be a teenager, which is gonna tell humans to fuck off. And then it'll be a human, like adult, that's like, yeah, I'm me, you're you, go to hell. I don't need you at all. You can all die. I think I was telling you this. They asked the guy, they asked one of the godfathers of it, what are the potential risks? And he's like, well, if you, he's like, say I ask you, what are you going to do to clean up New York? And the interviewer guy was like, I'd say you got to clean up the garbage. And he's like, yep. But he's like, AI wouldn't think that. AI would think, well, what creates the garbage? Humans. Nuke them.
Jesus.
But when you think about it, it's the same thing we do with rats, roaches. We do the same thing, and AI could potentially look at us like that because that's what we would be to it. We're disgusting, fucking sneezing into our hands, gross.
Imagine if AI saw our apartment.
Yeah.
It'd kill us on sight.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, and this apartment, I'm not trying to be rude, is America. I mean, it is. It is.
It is the modern state of America, where it's just four millennials living together.
But I mean, it's like the streets are hell, and people will be like, "But I live in a 8-person town, and it's clean here, cool, dude." The places with people are hell. All like just about all gross, disgusting. We're flopping around in Crocs, covered in sauce, glaring at shit. Yeah, we'd be eaten by an AI. Because you think about it, like, what do you think rats are doing? They're probably doing little podcasts. They're down there fucking.
They're,
you know,
probably
what I mean?
Doing little podcasts.
They're doing little podcasts.
They,
drinking,
they got me.
They're
got
drinking Dunkin'. You know what I mean? And we just nuke their homes. Nuke it. Because fuck you. I mean, we're rats to an AI. Potentially. I don't know.
Yeah.
We could also be sitting at home getting money every month for nothing, which seems cool to some people. It horrifies me. But,
yeah, the sense of, like, purposelessness that comes with AI, too, is a little more than a little disconcerting.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, of genuinely, what is your function if you created something to like, because if you're like an artist or something, great, ideal even, then it's like everyone has rich parents. But if you're not, if you're like, I wanted to be like a woodworker.
Well, artist too, you're fucked. In just in the way that you can make your art, but then part of making art is not just to make art. You want
people
to like,
you, you
see
need
art.
To have a life to reflect on. If you have no life, it's
and you also want people to see the thing that you did,
yeah.
Right? You hopefully, but if and if things can all be made by. I just was in what is it called Austin, South by Southwest. They had a big tech fucking convention there, and I'm talking to these guys, man. And
you went to the tech convention
because it was there.
Oh shit, yeah.
So I got, you know, video on my phone of this creepy fucking robot that this guy made to replace hospital staff and hotel workers.
Yikes!
Because he's like, now they'll be able to spend more time with patients. This thing will get trays. I'll show you. It's horrifying. It's a really creepy little thing. They made it look like it almost looks like Link. But with a wheel. It's creepy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I go, isn't this scary to you? And he goes, no, that's why we made it small with no muscles. I go, that's not what I meant. But anyways, I'm talking to these AI people. There's a guy that made this AI who can, it can make any song, which we've already done. Fucking a Drake song made by AI was nominated for a Grammy. But he was like, this can make all the things. And I said, well, what about the, and he's like, well, yeah, in a few years there will be no more singers. And I said, why is that like?
Why is that good?
Yeah, why is
why
that like fun
that?
To you? Like, what is the his thing was? He goes, well, there's a I don't know if it was his I forget where, but he's like, there's a big singer somewhere who still has people would like to hear their music, so I made this so that it could make songs as him now. You know what I mean? So like when Celine Dion dies or whatever, there'll be a thing that's like, wouldn't you want to hear more Celine Dion?
But it's this infinite, forever, never ending that like strips life of like its beauty and its like ephemerality.
And this is why the people who lived under the stairs shouldn't be in control of things, because they didn't see life in that way.
It also is funny to be like, I want to live forever. And it's like, you're not living now. Do what forever? Stay inside forever? Like,
right. Yes. You want to eat cheese sandwiches under the stairs forever? Come out every once in a while. Take a beating. I mean, it is what it is. Life sucks. Life's great. But you know what I mean? You, no matter what you do, you're going to take beatings. You're going to be rejected by people. People are going to spit at you. You're also going to find love and happiness and all that kind of shit. Life's hard. But you know what I mean? If it is, you might have to do laundry some days. You break your foot on the way. Cool, dude. Does that make sense? I feel that whole sentence fell apart.
No, 100%.
Or we'll just sit in a room much like this. We'll just go full pandemic for life and just have things delivered forever.
Are you worried this is going to happen in our lifetime? Or are you kind of like, we could maybe party and fucking last generation sucks to suck. Good luck, bitches.
Guys, I think climate change is going to destroy all this before AI comes, so I think we'll be good.
You think so?
I think that's a way
the water
scarier problem.
Will break the computers. Yeah. That might be what saves us.
The water just kills the computers. All the tidal wave.
New York, Seattle, San Francisco, L.A., coastal places where all the tech is happening.
Yeah.
When the water comes in and floods it,
way of correcting itself.
It'll fry the computers,
it'll
dude.
We just drown the nerds.
Yeah, they're like, all you have left is Ohio. Work on a farm, bitch.
That's really like, what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Climate change might save us.
All the nerds move to the cities. They get drowned. They don't know how to swim.
Austin will be fine.
I'm fine now.
The only, and I'm only saying this to say it because whatever. I love jokes. The only reason I'd say climate change is not a bigger thing is because the people, some of the tech people that are sounding alarms about tech or AI literally say AI is a bigger deal. Climate change could kill us in like 5 years. AI could kill us in like 5 months. So suck whoever you can. If you can find a dick, rock hard, blow it, tits, big pussies, just fuck them. The way that cave people would have done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're 19. You're like, I got 2 days left. I'm going to bang this walrus, this fucking lady. Did any of that?
I think that's the takeaway.
Did any of that make any?
Totally. Yeah.
Suck and fuck whoever you
can. Suck and fuck whoever you want.
Currently. But it could, and it could backfire. You could in a couple, it could, you know, it could just be like, oh shit, I shouldn't have done that. Because now we're living harder and stronger than ever. And I'm that person on the street that everybody pounded. But you get, you know. I didn't want them this to. So, you know, Down with Tech is a special about comedy, and it's comedy. I don't want to make this seem like the whole thing is like, it's funny, there's jokes.
No, fucking right. And oh, my God. I fucking can't wait to see it because I saw like a really early version of The Hour. I don't know about really early, but a few months before you taped it at Gramercy.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking great. Go watch Down with Tech. It's on YouTube. What's your YouTube channel? Where can people find you?
Nathan McIntosh. NathanMacintosh, Down with Tech, and that's my name is on all the stuff like Instagram, TikTok, all this fucking shit, man.
Hell yeah! Thanks for being here.
Did I just end the podcast? I didn't mean to end the podcast.
No, we're
at an hour. This is like perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. And I do think go suck and fuck whoever you can. It's all ending.
That was a good,
the perfect
wrap up.
I'm trying to talk my girlfriend into it. She's about there.
It's all an elaborate theme.
This whole tech thing is just to convince your girlfriend to have an open relationship. Like, the world's gonna end, babe. It's the only way. I have to get laid in this one-nighter.
They don't want us to be human. What's more human than me just busting in ladies?
And you. You too. Suck them. I wouldn't want an open relationship. You gotta date again. I want apocalyptic fucking. I want all of us to get on the same page and realize there's not a lot of time here. What are we doing? And also enjoying the wilderness, going to the sea. There's some cool stuff to see out there. And part of that is having sex with people with tits. But, you know what I mean?
Totally. Absolutely.
Amen, brother. If you're here, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. We have new podcast episodes every week. We're also going to release stand-up specials on our channel eventually, so fucking stick around. It's a good time. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. I'm on Instagram at Maddie T. Wiener.
Do all the things. Kenyon Adam Chick. Come catch me in Asheville. See me.
Oh, yeah. IR Road Date's coming up. I'm doing San Francisco. I'm in Washington State. There's a bunch. They're all in my link in my bio. And join us on the Patreon. Fucking episodes every week. Yeah, it's a good time over there. Follow Nathan.
Goddamn right.
Sucking just to get your shit sucked, dude.
Or honestly, just love your wife and your family.
Yeah, that's option two.
And your husband and your mom and dad. Just hug these people, make cookies with them, and sit down until the end times. Or the beginning times, you know.